back again this morning to this house which was revealed to the prophet Ezekiel.
今天早晨我们要来看当初启示给先知以斯帖的那个圣殿。
And I'm sure that as you have read these six chapters, you have found very great difficulty in getting a clear picture of the whole.
我知道你们读这六章圣经的时候不容易得到全部的一幅清楚的图画。
I have tried many times to draw a plan of this house.
我曾多次要为着这个殿画一张图。
With all its details,
详详细细的都画出来。
And its correct measurements,
并且那些尺度都是准确的。
Up to the present time, I have not succeeded.
一直到现在，我还没有画得成功。
That is not because it is impossible.
这不是因为不可能。
I expect that there is some architect here this morning who might succeed.
我盼望今天早晨有多工程的人能在这里做成功。
But I have come up against the Lord in this matter.
我为against
the Lord.
我在这件事这样做，也在顶撞主。
Or the Lord has come up against me.
或者是主来反对我。
I have got my paper on my board.
我把我的纸头放在台子上。
And I have got all my instruments.
我也得到了所有的工具。
And then again and again, I have started on this plan.
我就一次过一次的开始来画。
And I have not found that I could get on very far.
我发现我不能够进行的太多。
It was as though I was trying to do something that the Lord did not want me to do.
好像我一直要做一点主所不要我做的事。
I wonder if you've had that experience.
我不知道你们有没有这种经历。
You try to do something, but you just have no life in it at all.
你想要做一点这样的事，可是里头一直不感觉有生命。
The thing becomes dead.
那个是一件死亡的事。
And if you are spiritually sensitive, you just have to say, well, the Lord is not in this.
若是你们的灵那个感觉是敏锐的话，你们就要说主不要我做这个事情。
And that has been my consciousness every time I have tried to reduce this thing to a plan on paper.
每一次当我要把这些记载画在一张纸上的时候，我都有这种感觉。
And that is the point at which I begin this morning.
这就是我今天早晨要开始的一个点。
Because I believe that contains a very important principle.
因为我相信这里面包括很多紧要的原则。
As we read these chapters, we find ourselves in the presence of a great mass of detail.
我们读这几章的时候，我们就觉得我们读到一东西里头是非常的详细说的。
It is very difficult to cope with all the detail.
所以就没有办法把这些细则好好的看出来。
If we were to try to deal with that in these sessions,
若是我们愿意在这一段里头来查这些细则的话，
we should find that we had undertaken an impossible task.
我们就会发现我们在那去做一件不可能做成功的事。
For one thing, we would have to be here till next year.
我们也许从今天做到明天还不一定做得好。
And for another thing, we might begin to lose our sense of life in it.
另一方面，我们这样做的时候，我们就感觉没有生命。
My point is this.
我的重点是这个。
It would be very easy for us to fall into the very mistake that we must most carefully avoid.
我们很容易落到一种错误，这种错误是我们最应该谨慎避防的。
There is one thing that you and I must be very careful to avoid.
有一件事是你我应当非常慎重去躲避的。
And that is to result spiritual things into a technical system.
这就是说，不要把属灵的事摆到一种技术的制度里面。
To be taken up with the technique of the house of God.
要用技术来讲论神的殿。
That is a very great peril.
这是一个莫大的危机。
And I do want to emphasize that this morning.
我今天早晨就是要很重地说到这一点。
Here is this great mass of material and detail all together beyond our power to handle.
这里所记载的那些尺寸那些细则完全是我们所不能领会的。
If we were to resolve this into merely a technical system, we could easily destroy the life.
若是我们就是用技术的制度来解释这些事的话，我们就很容易失去了生命的感觉。
I therefore urge you, brothers, to be very careful on this matter.
所以我就请求你们对这件事要非常的谨慎才可以。
Be very careful not to reduce the house of God to a technique.
要谨慎，不要把神的殿缩小降落到一个基数的水准上。
Immediately it is resolved into a system, then it is in danger of losing its life.
若是你这样做的话，你麻烦就把它弄得是一个制度，一个制度，你就会受到生命的亏损。
That is the very thing that has happened again and again in the history of the church.
这就是在教会历史中人所一再一再犯的一个过错。
Before you get to the end of the book of the Acts, you find that that thing is happening.
还没有到行传末了的时候，这里的事就发生了。
The whole present system of Christianity was beginning.
那个整个近日基督教的那些制度在那时候就开始了。
And as you know, Paul wrote his last letters to Timothy to restore the spiritual nature of things.
你记得保罗写给提马太的书就是要恢复这些事属灵的意义。
He sought to show that the offices of the church are not just offices.
他要给我们看见在教会中的那是职务不仅仅就是职务而已。
That is, elders are not officials.
就是说做长老不仅是职务的问题。
They are spiritual men.
并且他们应该是属灵的人。
The house of God is not a system, it is a spiritual house.
神的殿或者神的家不是一个制度的，乃是属灵的。
Already men had begun to make spiritual things into an earthly system.
那时候人已经把属灵的事都弄成属地的一些制度了。
And that has happened many times during the past centuries.
在一个这些个时代，这种事曾多次的发生过。
God has done something of a spiritual character.
神已经做了一些事，完全是属灵的性质。
He has given a fresh revelation of the spiritual nature of things.
他对这些事那个属灵的性质都有了新的启示。
And for a time things went on in that spiritual life.
有一段的时间一切的事就是在这一种属灵的生命里向前进行。
And then men took hold of it and reduced it to a fixed system.
而后人就把这样事拿来把它固定在某些个制度里头。
They brought it out of the heavenlies onto the earth.
他们这人把这些东西从天上就拖到地上来。
And in doing that, they killed its spiritual life.
人这样做就把那些事里头树林的生命杀死了。
That is the history of so many things in Christianity on the earth today.
这就是今日基督教在地上许多事情的光景。
many of them did begin in real spiritual life.
有许多的是登出的时候开始实在是满了属灵的生命。
They were in spiritual power.
也有属灵的能力。
And out from them went a river of life.
从这就是流出去一条生命的河水。
But then men took hold of them and organized them into a system.
然后人就把那些事拿来组织编成一个制度。
They introduced a technical element into things.
他们就把那个技术的成分摆到这些事情里面来。
And in doing that, they killed the life.
他们这样做就把生命杀死了。
So that the things remain just an empty, cold, dead shell.
所以那些事情留下来不过就是虚空的灵的死的一个外壳而已。
That is the ever-present peril in things of God.
这是一件在神的事上是潜在在的一个危机。
I do urge upon you to be alive to that peril.
我的确要请求你们要谨慎提防这一个危机。
And to guard very carefully against it.
并且要很谨慎地防范这件事。
Especially those of you who have responsibility.
特别是你们有责任、负责的人。
Do beware of this danger.
要反这一个危险。
It would be so easy for this beautiful thing that God is doing to come to be just a technical system.
这是很容易的，把神所做的这是美好的事弄成不过是一个制度而已。
You might have all the rules and all the principles.And lose the life.
你可以有那些原则，有那些规则，而没有那个生命，失去了那个生命。
I'm quite sure that you will allow me to say that to you.
我深深地相信你们会许可我说这件事。
It is the peril that I have been fighting for many years.
这是我多年所抵挡的一种危机。
It has been my definite business to try and avoid.
也是我确定的一个职责来防范这件事。
We do not want people to go about saying, this is how it is done.
我们不愿意看见人说事情就是如何如何的做法。
This is how they do it in Taipei, and this is how they do it in Honolulu.
这是在台北的做法，这是在伦敦贵乡的做法。
May the Lord deliver us from that.
但愿主拯救我们脱离这个。
You cannot just put people into a system and make them live.
你不能把人摆在那个制度里头，还叫他们能够有生命。
Well, you, I'm quite sure, see the importance of that.
我深信你们看见了这个重点。
Now we come back here.
我们再回到这里来。
Of course, this whole presentation does show how exact and how careful God is.
自然，这前段的启示就给我们看见神是如何谨慎又准确。
It shows how particular the Lord is about the smallest detail.
这特别给我们看见主在那些细小的点上是如何的谨慎。
We recognize that.
我们承认这件事。
That is a law of the house.
这也是神的殿的一个法则。
God is most particular about the smallest thing.
神在最小的事上也是特别的注意。
Every little thing has its own measurement.
每一件小事物都有它的一个尺度。
It is a measurement which is given to it by God.
那个尺度那是神所定规的。
You are not allowed to make that smaller or larger.
你不可以把那一件小东西弄大一点还是小一点。
That must exactly express the mind of the Lord.
那个尺度必须是确实地 准确地表达神的意思。
Well, as we have said, there is a tremendous mass of detail here.
我们在这里已经说过，这里有很详细的说论、讲论。
But every part of it represents God's particular concern to have things according to His mind.
那每一部分都是在那说明神是如何对这一切事情的关心。
We recognize that.
我们承认这一件事。
But we must at the same time recognize that it is not a system that is presented.
但我们在另一面也必须承认，在这里所给我们看见的不是一个制度。
In this vision of the house, God was not presenting a system.
在神这个殿的上面，神不是提示出一套的制度了。
He was not presenting an organization.
他不是给我们看见一个组织。
He was presenting a person.
他是给我们看见一个人。
This is the person of his son.
这就是他儿子那个人。
This is a spiritual house.
这是一个属灵的殿，一个属灵的房屋。
Not a system of truth.
不是一套以真理的组织。
The supreme characteristic of this to do with it is life.
这个殿那个最重要的最高的意义和它各方面的有关系的事都是属灵，是生命的。
We look at that from both sides.
我们从两方面来看这件事。
Life will demand exactness in behavior.
生命要求在行为上有准确性。
Life will demand exactness in order.
生命也要求在次序里面有准确性。
But we can have the order without the life.
可是我们能有那个次序而没有那个生命。
It is possible for the system or the technique to destroy the life.
很可能那个制度还是那个技术方面毁坏了生命。
It does not necessarily follow that because you have things according to the Bible in technique, that you have them according to the Bible in life.
你既然有了那个圣经记载的技术一面，那就容易失去圣经记载的生命一面。
It is possible to resolve Christianity into a legal system just as much as Judaism.
很容易把基督教弄成一个规条的，整整好像犹太教一样。
The law of this house is holiness of life.
这一个神的殿的那个法则，完全是生命的一个圣洁。
We therefore have to come to view this temple in an objective way first.
所以我们需要先以客观的态度来看神这个殿。
That is how Ezekiel first saw it.
这就是以斯帖第一次看见这个殿的看法。
You will see that there were two views of this temple given to Ezekiel.
我们要看见这个殿其实给以斯帖有两面。
First of all, he saw it as a whole, as from a distance.
第一，他看见这个殿的全局乃是在一个远处看见。
He was given to view it from the very high mountain.
他是从一个高山上这里看见。
He saw it comprehensively in that way.
他在这一面就把那个殿看得是完全包含在里头。
He saw its broad outline.
他看见他那个外边的轮廓。
He saw its boundaries and its inclusiveness.
他看见那个殿的界限以及里头是包含的。
And then the Spirit took him in.
然后圣灵
又把他带到里头去
and he saw it from the inside 这时候他就是从里面来看见了
he was shown all the details from the inside
他就得以看见里面一切的细小的地方
it is important that we see it in that way
我们也是需要这样的来看见
the first thing that we see from thisHeavenly standpoint.
第一，我们从这个属天的立场来看过
is the great size of this house of God.
就是看到这座神殿那个大的方面。
The whole area of the house was revealed to Ezekiel.
整个这个殿的那个面积提示给以西结了。
And it is, as we saw yesterday, a very great thing.
我们昨天已经看见，这是非常大的一件东西。
We must be very careful not to make Christ or His church smaller than it really is.
我们应当非常谨慎，不要把基督和教会弄得比他应该是的小了一点。
We must not make Christ smaller than God has made him.
我们不应该把基督弄得比神是定位的小了一点。
We may not make him just our Christ.
我们不应该把他弄得就成为仅仅是我们的基督。
Our little Christ.
我们的那个小基督。
The Christ that belongs to us.
那就是属乎我们的那个基督。
The Christ of our locality.
那就是我们这个地方上的一个基督。
We must be very careful that we don't make Christ smaller than God has made him.
我们要谨慎，我们不要把基督弄得比神所做的小了一点。
And we may not make the church smaller than God has made it.
我们也不应该把教会弄得比神是做的小一点。
This is not our little church.
这不是我们的一个小教会。
It is not anybody's little church.
也不是任何人的一个小教会。
This is much bigger than our thought.
这个比我们的观念大多了。
It goes much beyond our imagination.
这是超过我们所能想象的。
This is a very great Christ and a very great church.
这是一个非常大的基督，也是一个非常大的教会。
Here again, we must guard against a peril.
在这里，我们又应该防范一个危机。
That is the ever-present peril of reducing the size of Christ and the church.
这就是历代是存在的一个危机，人把基督和教会弄小了。
The reducing the church to the measure in which we have seen it.
把教会弄小到一个尺度，是照着我们所看见的一个大小。
The measure of the church is not our measure of understanding it.
教会的那个尺度不是照着我们所能了解领会的那个尺度。
The measure of the church is not the measure of our comprehending it.
教会的尺度不是我们所能够了解的那个尺度。
The prayer of the Apostle Paul in Ephesians concerning the church was that they should have an enlargement of comprehension.
使徒为着人对教会的认识所以的祷告就是说人的那个了解要扩大。
He prayed that the church might know what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth.
他祷告求神使教会能知道什么叫做长阔高深。
This is a knowledge which surpasses all human knowledge.
这一件事是超过人一切的知识。
If there was one thing about the Apostle Paul more than another, it was just this thing.
若是有一件事在使徒保罗身上比任何事都高超的话，就是这件事。
He was always overwhelmed with the greatness of Christ.And the greatness of the church.
他总是论到基督的伟大和教会的伟大，没有办法了。
So we must see it like that.
所以我们必须也这样看见教会。
And always guard against the peril of reducing Christ and the church to our own side.
就一直反反一件事，就是把基督和教会缩小到我们的那个尺度。
That is to the size of our knowledge of it.
那就是缩小到我们的知识和认识的那个尺度。
You and I have yet to learn far more about the Lord and His church than ever yet we have seen.
你和我需要认识基督和他的教会，应该认识的比我们是一定认识的远大的多才可以。
And the realization of that fact should always save us.From littleness.
我们若是能了解这件事，就会一直增加我们脱离那个狭小。
Here then is the compass of great fullness.
在这里就是一个莫大的丰满的一个范围。
This fills all things, and all things are to be filled into it.
这个里边就充满了一切，充满一切，里头也充满一切。
This house is to affect all things to the uttermost bound of the earth.
这一个殿对地上一切的事都有一个影响。
That is what we come to, of course, when we come to the river.
这就是等到我们来看那个河的时候，就会看见这个结果。
The river is the influence or effect of this house.
这个那条河就是这一个殿的感动力。
It is what goes out from this house to affect the world.
也就是从这个殿流出去的东西能够影响世界。
And it is to affect the whole world.
也就是影响全世界的人。
So that stored up in this house there are all the potentialities to affect the uttermost bounds of the earth.
所以储存在这个殿里头的有一个可能，极大的可能能够影响到地极的。
You notice that this house, the whole dimension of the house is square.
你要注意这一个殿的那个面积，整个面积是方的。
It has four sides.
它是有四面。
And all the sides are equal.
并且四面都是相等的。
I'm speaking now about the whole area of the temple.
我是指着整个圣殿的那个面积说。
Really, everything is made up of squares.
实在说来，任何一件东西都是四方做成的。
We are not going to deal with that at the moment.
我们现在不能说到这件事。
We are dealing with the whole temple area.
我们是来看那个圣殿整个的面积。
It is one great square.
是很大的一个见方的东西。
Four sides which are equal.
四面都是相等。
Now you remember what we said about the number four.
你们还记得我们说过那个四的意思。
When we were beginning, we pointed out that the number four is the number of creation.
我们在最开始的时候曾指出来这个四乃是受造之物的一个数字。
Four embraces the whole creation.
四就包括整个的造物。
And this house represents the new creation in Christ.
这一个殿就是代表那在基督里的新造。
Paul tells us that he is to fill all things.
使徒告诉我们说，基督是要充满万有的。
And all things are to be filled into him.
并且万有也都要充满在他里头。
Or to use another phrase of Paul,
或者用保罗用过的另一句话
,in Ephesians 3:9,
在以弗所三章十九节
,to make all men know, to make all men see what is the stewardship of the mystery,
使众人看见神的这个奥秘的计划。
Do take note of that,
要注意这一点。
To make all men know what is the stewardship of the mystery.
使众人都明白神的那个奥秘的计划。
That does not necessarily mean that all men will accept it or understand it.
这不是说一切的众人都要明白或者接受这个认识。
We must be very careful that we do not confine church truth, as we call it, to just a few.
我们要谨慎，我们不要把我们所说的教会真理就信在少数人身上。
Now, we are the people who have seen the church.
我们是一般看见这个教会的人。
We stand on the ground of the church.
我们是站在教会那个立场上的。
We hold the truth of the church.
我们是守住了这个教会真理的。
We have seen the meaning of the body of Christ.
我们看见了基督身体的那个意义。
Many other Christians have not seen it.
大多数的基督徒还没有看见这个东西。
They do not stand on that ground.
他们也没有站在这个立场上。
Therefore, what conclusion do we draw?
那么我们就有一个什么结论？
We must be the church and they are not.
我们就是这个教会，他们不是教会。
You see, that is a very artificial conclusion.
我们要看见这是很基础的一个结论。
We have got to be very careful of that danger.
我们必须很谨慎地反这个威胁。
There may be a difference in apprehending the truth.
在这里灵会真理是有一个分别。
There may be a difference of position as to the church.
也可能有对教会的那个立场一个不同。
But the will of God is that all men should be made to know.
但是神的意思是说，要众人都明白这件事。
To make all men see what is the stewardship of the mystery.
使众人都能认识神这个奥秘的计划。
You cannot get outside of all men.
你不能够把这件事从众人那里脱过来。
That is the range of God's will.
这就是神的意思，是要有一套的光景。
And we must enlarge our hearts and our minds to God's measure.
我们必须把我们的心和我们的观念扩大了，有神那一种的尺度。
This is something the Lord would say to us.
这就是主要对我们说的一件事。
I might just stay here to say that I have had very deep exercise before the Lord early this morning.
我愿意站在这里说，在今天早晨的时候，我在主面前相当有一个挣扎。
I felt that I must put this whole thing back.
我觉得我必须把，我也许我需要把这件事都拿过来。
And extricate myself from this mass of material.
不要讲这是物质方面的。
And ask the Lord, now what really is it you want me to say?
就问就说，到底你要我说什么？
What do you want these people to know?
你要这些个人知道什么？
And these are some of the things that He has definitely put on my heart to say to you.
并且这些话就是他确定地放在我的心中对大家说的。
You cannot make Christ too big.
你们不能使基督弄得太小了。
You cannot make the church too big.
你们也不能把教会弄得太大。
Provided it is God's church and not man's church.
若是它是神的教会而不是人教会的话。
So we have here the comprehensiveness of Christ.
所以我们在这里就看见基督那个包含性。
I said that Paul was overwhelmed with that consciousness.
我说保罗因着知道这件事他就受不了了。
He was constantly crying out under that tremendous overwhelming of the greatness of things.
他因着看见教会这样大受不了，他就在那里呼喊了。
He spoke of all the depth of the riches.
他说到所有的那个深，所有的那个高。
Of the wisdom and knowledge of God.
他说到神的那个智慧。
How unsearchable are his ways.
这些神的智慧，神的道路是如何的难得测度。
He spoke of the exceeding riches.
他说到神那个超凡的丰富。
Paul was overwhelmed with this greatness.
他在这样伟大的跟前不能受得了。
What it amounts to is this.
这些是什么？
that a real apprehension of the church will make us big and not small.
这就是说，对教会真实的认识要使我们伟大，而不至于变小了。
There is nothing that will save us from littleness more than a true apprehension of Christ.
除了对基督有真的认识之外，没有什么能使我们再大。
If we become little, or if the work becomes little in its mind.It has not really apprehended Christ.
若是我们在我们自己的工作上小了，那就是我们对基督还不够了解。
So that is the first thing that we see here.
这就是我们在这里所看见的第一件事。
How great this is!
这件何等的伟大！
It represents the whole of a new creation.
这个就代表整个的新造。
In the ages to come.It will fill all things.
在将来那个时代里头，这一件事要充满万有。
And all things will be affected by it.
并且万有都要受这件事的影响。
That's a glorious vision.
这是一个荣耀的意象。
We must therefore be very big people.
所以我们必须做非常大的人。
Big in spirit and big in heart.
在心里大，在灵里也大。
Then we notice the threefold purpose of this house.
然后我们再来看这个殿呢，三方面的目的。
First of all, it is the place of God's glory.
第一，这是神荣耀的所在地。
Chapter 43,
43章
verse
7, 第七节。
And he said unto me, Son of man, this is the place of my throne, and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever. And the house of Israel shall no more defile my holy name, neither they nor their kings, nor by their whoredoms and by their dead bodies of their kings in their high places.
他对我说人子这是我宝座之地是我脚掌所踏之地我要在这里住在以色列人中直到永远以色列家和他们的君王必不再玷污我的圣名就是行私淫在锡安的高处埋葬他们君王的尸首
You notice that it is the word glory that leads up to verse 7
我们要注意这里是用了那一个荣耀的词在第七节
Verse 2 And behold the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east
第二节以色列神的荣光从东而来
Verse 4 And the glory of the Lord came into the house by the way of the gate
第四节耶和华的荣光从朝东的门照入殿中
And he said This is the placeOf this is the place of my throne.
他说七节，这是我宝座之地。
This is the place of the throne of glory.
这也就是那个荣耀的宝座之地。
Now the glory had left Jerusalem 19 years before this.
我们要注意这个荣耀已经离开了耶路撒冷在这个之前有十九年了
It is not returning to the literal earthly Jerusalem
还没有回到那个小的耶路撒冷去
It is returning to the spiritual house
没有回到那个字面的耶路撒冷去回到那个属灵的殿
The glory left the earthly Jerusalem when God's Son was rejected.
当神的儿子被弃绝了，神的荣耀就没有再回到那个地属地的耶路撒冷。
And it has never come back to the earthly Jerusalem.
从那时候起，以致神的荣耀再没有回到地上的耶路撒冷。
But it did come back to the spiritual house on the day of Pentecost.
但是在五旬节那一天，神的荣耀的确又回头到那个属灵的殿。
This house is the house of God's glory.
这个殿就是神那个荣耀的殿。
And you notice from the whole of the seventh verse that the glory is the glory of holiness.
要注意这个七节给我们看见这个荣耀乃是个圣殿的荣耀。
It is not just some bright shining.
那不仅仅是一点的荣光照耀出来
It is a spiritual condition
乃是一种属灵的光景
No defilement has a place here
在这里没有什么污秽的地位
No dead bodies have a place here
在这里也没有什么死守的地位
There is no death or corruption here
在这里没有死亡和败坏的地位
The glory is the glory of holiness
那个荣耀乃是一个圣洁的荣耀
Where corruption and death have been removed
在这里这个败坏和死亡都去掉了
Do remember that the glory depends upon the spiritual condition
要记得荣耀乃是在于那个属灵那个属灵的地位
It depends,
属灵的光景
It depends upon the holiness
那就是说荣耀是在于圣洁
This then in the first place is the place of his glory.
所以这个地方第一就是他荣耀的所在。
And then it is the place of his government.
然后这个地方就是他掌权的所在。
This is the place of my throne.
他说这是我宝座之地。
It is the seat of his government.
就是他那个掌权的一个所在地。
Remember that this is a heavenly house.
要记得这是一个属天的殿。
The seat of his government is not in a church on the earth.
神掌权的所在不是一个在地上的教会。
Whether that be in Rome or in anything else.
不管他是罗马在罗马的教会还是其他的教会。
The seat of his throne is in heaven.
神的那个掌权的所在乃是在天上。
We only come under the government of God when we come into a heavenly position.
只有我们达到属天的境地，我们才是附在神的那个掌权之下。
Now that is a very strong statement.
这是很强的一种说法。
It carries very much with it.
这个里头包含很多的意思
We really only come under this government of God when we are in a heavenly position
只有我们达到在一个属天的境地上我们才是在神的那个管制之下
And I'm sure that you would agree that it is a very important matter to be under the government of God
我相信你们都能和我同意若是人能附在神的管制之下这是相当一件重大的事
What hope is there for any of us or for a church that is not under the government of God
若是我们或者一个教会不是在神的管制之下那还有什么希望
Well what we have in the book of the Acts just sets this very clearly before us
行传是给我们看见的就是把这件事清楚地摆在我们面前
There the church is under the government of heaven
在哪里教会乃是在神的管制之下
and it is a very effectual church
那个教会就是一个很有效果的效能的教会
when the church got under the government of man it lost its effectiveness
等到一个人一落到人的管制之下就变得无能了
The government then requires a heavenly position.
所以这一个教会需要一个属天的地位。
But this is a church or a house that is holy according to Christ.
但是这是一个教会或者一个殿完全是照着基督而有的。
That is necessary for heavenly government.
这一个是为着要有属天的管制是必须的。
The government of the Lord will come by way of things being just according to Christ.
只有一切的事仅仅照着基督的时候神的那个管制才在这里有可能。
This is the place of my throne.
这是我宝座之地。
What place?
什么地方?
The place that is according to Christ.
这是一个招着基督而游的地方。
Everything here in this vision is Christ.
在这里，一切的意象给我们看见的都是基督。
Christ stands over everything.
基督在这里就是一切。
Everything takes its measure and its character from Christ.
一切都是从基督得到它的尺度和性质。
And this is the place of the throne.
这就是那个宝座之地。
And then this is a house that is entirely ordered by the Spirit.
还有一点，这个殿那个次序完全是圣灵是规定。
You notice the place of the Spirit in this.
我们在这个里头看见圣灵的地位。
The Spirit lifted me up.
这个圣灵把我带起来。
The Spirit brought me in.
圣灵把我带到里边去。
The Spirit took me out.
这个圣灵又把我带出去。
The Spirit took me round.
圣灵又带着我周围的看。
All this is in and by the Spirit.
这一切都是在圣灵里，也是借着圣灵。
This is the revelation of Christ by the Holy Spirit.
这是借着圣灵为基督而有的一个意象。
And this is the constant of church government where.The whole church governs itself.
还有一种管制教的方法，就是全教会他们管制自己。
The whole church selects its minister.
全教会选择他们的传道人。
The whole church votes on everything that is going to be done.
一切事情要做的时候，就是全教会投票。
That is democratic government.
这个就叫做共和。
None of these systems have a place here.
这一切的管制在这里都没有地位。
They are all merely official.
这些管制都仅仅是形式的，是职务的。
The government of this house is the government of the Holy Spirit.
神的这个殿的管制乃是圣灵的管制。
The Holy Spirit may use men.
圣灵可以使用人。
He may choose those who are called elders.
他可以拣选选出那是成为长老的人。
But there is a great deal of difference between the official and the spiritual.
但是在那个行使职务的管制和属灵的管制之间有一个分别。
You can be what is called an elder officially and not be an elder spiritual.
你可能是在职务方面，在行使方面是成为一个长老，而在属不是一个长老。
If you are an elder spiritually, you're bound to become that officially.
你若是在属灵方面是一个长老，那么自然你也就是职务上的一个长老了。
Your spiritual measure will be recognized.
你那个属灵的分量就会被众人所承认。
And whether you are made an elder or not, you will be one if you are spiritually one.
不管人设立你不设立你做长老，你在属灵方面都是一个长老。
The government I am saying is spiritual.
我刚才说的这个管制乃是属灵的。
The men of the New Testament were described as men.Filled with the Holy Spirit.
新约里头就说的那些人都是被圣灵充满的人。
They were the apostles, they were the elders, they were the deacons.
他们才是那些使徒，才是那些长老，才是那些执事。
That was the thing that made them what they were.
他们所以那种做那种人，因为他们有那种属灵的光景。
Men filled with the Spirit.
就是一般被圣灵充满的。
And then the third thing.
还有第三件事。
This house is the channel or vessel of God's life.
这一个殿乃是神的一个器皿，或者说神的一条运河，神圣灵的器皿，神圣灵的运河。
Out of a house like this house, life flows.
从神这样一个殿由生命流出来。
It is from this that the life flows.
就是从这一个殿神的生命流出来的。
You do not have to stop the life flowing.
你不要停止这个生命的流通。
You do not have to make this life.
你不必制造这个生命。
This life comes from a praying.
我刚才那句话不对，你不必去叫这些生命流通，也不必制造这个生命，这个生命他自己。
You do not go and collect buckets of water.
你不必去打了一桶一桶的水来。
And then try to pour them out from this house.
然后再为着这个殿呢倒出去。
There is nothing artificial about this.
在这里没有人工。
There is nothing second hand about this.
这里也没有二手货。
There is nothing of man's doing about this.
这里也没有人的劳力。
The life just springs up.
那个生命就是自己流出来。
And it flows out.
并且流出去。
It flows out of a house like this.
它是从这样一个殿流出去的。
A house where the Lord's throne is.
这个殿有神的宝座在这里。
A house where the government of heaven is.
这个殿是神那个属天的管制在这里。
A house where the Lord is.
在这个殿这里，主自己在这里。
Out from that house, the life flows.
从这一个殿有生命流出去。
The testimony itself is in that life.
这一个见证就在这个生命里面。
John said, "This is the testimony."
约翰说，这就是那个见证。
Do you want to know what the testimony is?
你们要知道什么是见证吗？
The testimony is not a system of doctrine and teaching.
这个见证不是一套的教导和是道理。
The testimony is not a technique.
这个见证也不是一个技术的东西。
This is the testimony.
这就是这个见证。
That God has given unto us eternal life.
就是神赐给了我们永远的生命。
And this life is in His Son.
而这个生命是在他儿子里面。
The testimony is in the life.
这个见证是在于生命。
And when the testimony is in us.When the life is in us, the testimony is in us.
当生命是在我们身上了，那么见证就在我们身上。
So the test of everything is life.
所以这一切事的一个试验就是生命。
That is a searching statement.
这是一个相当叫我们受到测验的说法。
Life is that which determines the presence of the Lord.
生命是能断定神主的同在。
Life is that which tells whether things are according to Christ.
生命能够告诉我们到底一切是不是照着基督。
Life tests whether this service is the service of God.
生命能试证出到底这一个工作是从神的吧。
Life tests everything.
生命能试证一切。
The question is it ministering life?
这个问题就是说，到底是不是供应生命
？Is this thing a living thing？
这个东西到底是个活的吧
？And is it pouring out life？
是不是能流出生命去
？Pouring out life to the ends of the earth？
能流到把生命流到地底
？If that is not true, there's something wrong with it。
若不是这样的话，那这里就有点错误。
It may be a very wonderful technique and system。
也可能这个很。很好的一个技术的制度
but there's something wrong with it
但是里头却有了错误
everything is tested by life
一切都要有生命来试证
I think we shall have to leave it there this morning
我想今天早晨我们要停在这里
I haven't got to my pretty little picture yet
我还没有去画我的那个小簇花
we'll come there if the Lord wills tomorrow morning
若是主许可我们明天早晨再来弄